Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit open up your heart and tell the Lord yes.
Amen, amen. First of all, I'm so glad he's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, Women's Day, Thursday. I'm super excited about the woman that will be coming on shortly. Get your pen and paper ready because she has a word from the Lord just for you. The scripture this morning is John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that does not, he cut off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, while every branch that bears fruit, so that it will be even more fruitful. We'll say that again. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it may be even more fruitful. Father, I want you to come on this morning. Have your way on the broadcast, Father God. Less of your daughter and more of you. Speak to the women of God on today. Let them know that they are not in this by themselves, that they have hope and push, and that you will continue to guide us in the right direction to lead your people, Father God. It's not about us. It's all about glorifying your name, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to give a shout-out to the country that's listening in, the United States, Canada, Paris, Japan, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Romania, Thailand, Hungary, Botswana, and Italy. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can't openly praise God, but guess what? We are praying and interceding for you on this side of the globe. You're not by yourself. Remember, that's the first thing the enemy goes for. I say this all the time. He will make you think that you're by yourself. But hear me well. You're not. We're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you every time we get the chance to get on here. And even when not on here, we're still praying and interceding for you. You're not by yourself. That's the first thing that you can go for is your mind. That's why it's important to keep on your full armor of God, even your helmet of salvation, because as soon as he go through your mind, he know that everything else will follow. But check this. We're here. Lean on us. Call in. Email. Inbox. Apostle, I need your prayers. No problem. Don't nobody have to know you message us. We'll immediately start praying for you. One thing about Chief Apostle and myself, we are praying people, and we're connected with praying people. It's not about him. It's not about me. It's all about getting the word out about somebody who can save anybody, that love everybody. There's no judgment here. We can't judge you. I'm not putting this up to judge you, but I am on here to inspire you, to encourage you, to push you, to guide you if you don't know where you need to go. You're not in this by yourself. We're here to help you. No, it's not easy. Yes, it's going to be some rough days. Absolutely. But guess what? God is still right there with you. He never lets you nor forsake you. It's us that lead him. Don't worry about what they're saying back then. That's then. Focus on what you're doing right now. So what you messed up. Hold your head up. Dust yourself off. God is a forgiving God. And I'm not saying don't go pick it back up. Yes, we all make mistakes. But one thing I do know is God forgave you. So forgive yourself. Have you forgave yourself? That's what you need to focus on. So what they did you wrong. God will handle them. Stop trying to handle this yourself. That's what we messed up at. We try to put our hands on it and give it to God and go pick it back up. Then how can you trust him to do it? If you're picking it back up, leave it with him. He can handle it way better than you can, sweetheart. Trust me. I'm a living witness. I know. I try to pick stuff up that God did and mess it up even worse. But give it to him, and he got you. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we come back, we'll be bringing the woman to God on, Charlie. Again, get your pen and paper together. I'm super excited about this phenomenal woman, God, that I met, and God has a word for you on today. Get ready. If you're in a quiet place, good. If you're not, put your phone on mute. But remember to call in. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. You don't have to say your name. I won't say your name if you don't want to say it. It's not a problem. But if you need prayer, hang up and press 1 so I know. And the woman of God will pray for you instantly. You're not in this by yourself, sweetheart. And don't ever think that you are. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. It's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen, amen. Thankful for it all. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others a phenomenal woman of God, Prophetess Chanel. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, Apostle. I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, look, I'm excited. You know, we've been talking about this. I'm going on mute. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to be. And, yeah, I'm going on mute. The flow is yours.
Amen. Look, in honor, amen, to Apostle, amen, on today and her husband, amen. I guess honor, amen, to my leader, amen, Apostle Carmen Haywood from Raleigh, North Carolina. Amen to all the leaders, amen, that's on the call, amen, today, the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. I just want to tell you, amen, people of God, that it's not by accident nor by chance that you was on this call, amen, this morning, but it's a divine appointment by God. Amen. That is a word for the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Before we go any further. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just come to you humbly that I know how, God, before your throne of grace, so God. God, I want to say thank you, God, for being an awesome God, for being a mighty God. God, I thank you even now, God, that you began to create in me a clean heart, God, and renew, oh God, the right spirit within me. God, I pray even now to look upon every caller that is represented today from every state, every city, every country, God. God, I pray even now to see your glory cloud, God. God, I pray even now, God, that you begin, oh God, let your deliver and healing and breakthrough, God. God, sweep through this line even now, God. God, I pray even now that you will move me out the way, God. Let the Holy Ghost, God, rise up, oh God, on the inside of me, God. God, give me what to say, oh God, unto your people today, God. In the name of Jesus, that life will be changed, oh God. That they will have a testimony after this, oh God. God, we thank you right now, God, that sweeping through the line even now, God. And God, we be mindful to give you glory, to give you praise. In Jesus' name, thank God, and amen, and amen. Amen. Glory be to God. That is the word for the Lord. Amen. On today. Amen. Glory be to God. If I can use, amen, for a subject, amen, this morning, it will be seek him while he may be found. Hallelujah. Amen. Seek him. Amen. While he may be found. Amen. You may be riding, amen, in your car. Amen. You may be in your job. Amen. Glory be to God. You may be in the grocery store. Whatever you may be in this hour, amen, I come to encourage you today, amen, as a prophet of God today, amen. Seek him, amen, while he may be found. Amen. We are living, amen, in the last and evil days. Amen. We are living in perilous times. Amen. If you look, amen, what's going on around us, amen, if you look on, amen, on the internet, amen, you look on, amen, on the news, amen, tragedy, amen, is going through every day, amen, but glory be to God, and God is giving us warning every day, amen, glory be to God, amen. The Bible said, amen, Matthew 6 and 33, it said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added unto you, amen. And I just want to lay a foundation, amen, today, amen, we got to seek him like never before. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know, amen, thanks to God, that time, amen, is winding down and winding up. Amen. God is soon to come back. Amen. Glory be to God. The question on today, will you be ready when God come back? Amen. It's good to shout. Amen. It's good to speak in tongues. It's good, amen, to prophesy, amen, glory be to God. But at the end of the day, after you get through speaking in tongues, after you get through laying hands, amen, what are you doing to apply it to your life, amen, glory be to God. This is the hour and this is the season, people of God, that we got to seek him now, amen. This is the hour and this is the season. I'm talking to the leaders now, that we got to get in position. nation. This is the hour, amen. We let our nay to be nay and our yay to be yay. Glory be to God. God is calling, amen. Leaders, amen, will stand on the battlefield for the Lord. Now is not the time to compromise the word of God. Now is not the time, amen, amen, that you stand on the fence. But this is the hour, this is the season that God is calling leader will take up a stand of holiness and sanctification and pureness back into the church. Can I help somebody out today? Amen. Glory be to God. See, God is calling leaders, amen, to not just say you're a leader. Glory be to God, but you got to be the leader. Amen. You got to be the church. Amen. See, I found out, amen, apostle, amen. A lot of leader, amen, has compromised the word of God. A lot of leader, amen, have put God in the box, amen. But I come to tell you today, amen, take God out the box and let him be God in your life. Let him be the ruler over your life. Let him be Jehovah Jireh. Let him be Jehovah Nisi. I come to tell you today that God is a man that he should not lie. But see, Kim, why he may be found in this season. Glory be to God. No matter, amen. You say, woman of God, you don't understand what I'm facing. You don't understand what I'm going through. But I come to tell you today, according to your faith. We got to trust God when we can't trace him. Amen. This is the hour we got to really put our faith, amen, to his faith. This is the hour, amen, we got to put our mouth to his mouth and our ear to his ear, that we will hear him clearly in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. This is the hour, saints of God. We're going to seek him like never before. Amen. We're going to seek him, amen, early in the morning. Glory be to God. We're going to seek him. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter the time of the day or the night, but we're going to seek him early in the morning. And I just want to encourage you today, saints of God. The Bible said the work that he did, that we shall also do the greater works. And I come to tell somebody today, if you want to do the greater work, we're going to get in the place with God. We're going to get in position. Glory be to God. Many are called and few are chosen. Everybody is not called to preach the gospel. Everybody is not going to the nation. Glory be to God. But God is calling warriors today. God is calling leaders. We're standing together and pray for your nation. We're standing together and pray for your leader. I come to encourage you today, people of God. You better seek God while he may be found. There's going to be a time that we're going to have to hide the word of our heart so we might not sin against thee. If you look around us, people of God, amen, people wish they can praise God. They can wish they can lift their hands in another country, in another state. See, some of us, amen, we ain't God too comfortable. Some of us, amen, we're doing and say what we want to say. But I want to encourage you today, the body of Christ, it's time to get in position. Glory be to God. It's time for you to start your norm. It's time, amen, that you begin to let your native be named. What are you saying, woman of God? I'm so glad to I come to tell you today, stop compromising the word of God. You better preach what God has given you to preach in this season. And I come to tell you, it's holy or hell. Glory be to God. It's time for us to make a difference to the kingdom of God. Now it's time for us to let America know that God is on his way back. Glory be to God. It's time for us to live this thing. Glory be to God. That people can see the glory on the inside of you. But I want to encourage you today, people of God, leader, stock up in my, the word of God. It's time to tell the people to come out of sin, to come out of wrongdoing. Get out that bed with that woman that is not your wife. Get out that bed with that man. But I come to tell you, people of God, we're going to seek him while he may be found. I got to get out of here. But I want to encourage you, saints of God, it's time to make a change. It's time that somebody will see a difference in you, that they will know that you've been brought with a price. Him why he may be found. Hallelujah. What are you seeking God for in your life today? Some of you say, I'm seeking God for direction. I'm seeking God for change. I'm seeking God to walk like him, to talk like him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you today, it's not too late to get in position. It's not too late to call on the name of Jesus. It's not too late to tell God what you want. The song said, Jesus is on the main line, telling what to want. The line is never busy. I come to tell you, God is able to see you through today. God is able to pick you up. God is able to turn you around. God is able to save your loved one, to save your children from the hands of the enemy. I come to tell you, seek him while he may be found. Get back in position. Get back on the wall. Get back calling on Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus today, the name that I know, above every name. You said, what are you saying? Word of God, I called him. I know Jesus because I taught him for myself. I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a mind regulator. I know him who he said he is. Seek him while he may be found, people of God. It's not too late to get back in the will of God. It's not too late to get back in safety. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through today, I come to tell you, amen, God is able to see you through today. I come to tell the leaders today, amen, hallelujah. It's time, amen, compromise the word of God. We got to preach this thing and live this thing, glory be to God. I come to tell you today, you will be accountable. Every you say, come out of your body. And we better know that God is speaking in this hour, in this season. And I come to tell you today, the playtime is over. Recess is over. We got to give the people what God has given us. Glory be to God. I don't understand that we have compromised the word of God. We let everything that go on in the house of God, everything is we call holy, it's not holy. We call everything unclean. But God is coming. He's sweeping through the city today. He's sweeping through your home today. He's sweeping, and I come to tell you today to make a declaration unto God today. Don't allow the enemy to tell you to give up, but I come to tell you, live today. You are to live and not die. Put on the power of God that you may be able to stand today. Seek him while he may be found, church. And I believe that when you seek him, everything else will fall in place. So I come to encourage you today, saints of God. Proverbs 3:5 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to their own understanding. Amen. Trust God when you can't trace them. Trust God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. stand on the solid rock today, and that's Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One thing I love about God, that he will make intercession for us. Glory be to God. Know that God is able to see you through today. Seek him while he may be found. It's not too late to get back in position. It's not too late to give God a yes. It's not too late, amen, to let the devil know, amen, you are more than able. Amen. Glory be to God. Stop allowing the enemy tell you what you can't have and what you can't do. Amen. When Philippians 1:13 say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So I want to encourage you today, thanks of God, that you got the power that stand against adversity. Amen. You got the power, amen, to call them things, amen, what they are. Amen. You got the power, amen, to speak to your dead situation. You got the power, amen, to say no unto the devil. So I want to encourage every leader, every intercessor today, and everyone on this call, amen, seek him while he may be found. Amen. Amen. This is the hour. Amen. We give the people what God has given us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This is the hour that we speak what God has given us to speak in this season. So I want to encourage you, people of God, it's not too late. Whatever you stand in the need of prayer, amen, if it's your family, if it's your children, your loved ones, amen, it's not too late. I come to tell you today, thanks to God, seek him while he may be found. And when you seek him while he may be found, amen, everything will fall in place with God. Amen. Glory be to God. So I pray, amen, this word, amen, will find you, encourage you, to let you know that God is still on the throne waiting on you to get back in position. Amen. Back into your hand, Apostle. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. These three things you said spoke out to me, stood out to me. It's time to sound the alarm. A lot of people don't understand the full meaning of sound the alarm. I want you to elaborate on that, because a lot of people don't understand what you mean by that. It's time to sound the alarm. Then also you said it's time to get back in position. People have been out of position a long time. I say this all the time. People have been living off of me mamas and big mama prayers a long time. But what do your position look like? We know what Granny's position looked like when she was interceding and praying and calling out to the Lord. What do your position look like? And also you said, see, God, it's not too late. People think they have time sometimes. That I get to it later. I get to it later. But God is calling every age home. There's no age limit anymore when God is calling his children home. It could be from 6 months to 99 years old. There's no age limit anymore. But back to the time to sound the alarm. Elaborate on that.
Is that to me, Apostle?
Yes, ma'am. When you said, okay, one of the things you said is time to sound the alarm, a lot of people don't know what that means. You and I do, and some of the listeners that do, but some don't understand what that means.
Amen. What I got out of it, amen, sound the alarm. Amen. Sound, amen, what God, amen, has placed on the inside of you. And sometimes when,
yes,
we say sound the alarm, amen, just to open your mouth. See, the enemy, he want us to be closed. He want our mouth, amen, to be silent. And he know when we open up our mouth, amen, glory be to God, things begin to shift in the atmosphere because we are a weapon unto the enemy. Amen. Glory be to God. So you have to open your and release Satamande what God has placed in your belly. Amen. Just begin. Sometimes we don't understand when we just begin to open up our mouth. Amen. It can unlock the very thing that the enemy don't want us unlock.
Amen. Amen. For those people don't understand the sound of the alarm. That's what it means. So many people want to stay quiet and not say nothing, but it's time for you to stand up, get in position, and leave what the Lord called you to be. Don't worry about what they called you. Don't worry about what they're trying to call you, but focus on what the Lord has called you to be. Everybody don't look for, I'm an apostle. I'm not a traditional apostle, and I'm fine with that because man didn't make me, God did. So I'm doing with the will of God at all times. It doesn't matter what they think. All you focus on is what the Lord thinks. And I guarantee he'll show you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. It's just that simple. No, it's not going to be some good days. Nope. A prophet walk is a lonely walk. Am I telling the truth, prophetess? A prophet walk is a lonely walk.
Amen.
Some people going to fall off that you thought was your ride or die.
Right.
You know, hate comes in, jealousy comes in. The same people you thought had you don't necessarily have you because they want you to stay in where you were in your past. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to see clear. Because remember, my favorite scripture is walk by 2 Corinthians 5:7, to walk by faith and not by sight. People don't want you to do that. They want you to stay where you at. They don't want you to grow. And it's okay to be cut off from people because everybody can't go where the Lord is taking you. Everybody's not equipped to go where the Lord is taking you.
Amen.
God will remove people for a specific reason for you to grow. And I was saying this earlier with my sister. Each level you go is more imps that's coming along with it. We was talking about that, her and I was talking about that this morning. Each level God takes you is some more ninjas that's going to come along with you because they're mad at you. They're just not mad at the anointed, but they're more so mad at you that got the anointed. Isn't that sick? But it's the truth. Family and all, it's the truth. But with your focusing on God and keeping your eyes on him, don't look to the right, don't look to the left, keeping your eyes on him, he will guide you in the right direction. Yes, it may hurt. I understand that. That's why you connect yourself with like-minded people that will cover you, pray for you, not pray on you. They will push you when you need to be pushed. They will say, no, that wasn't godly. You might need to reconsider that. Everybody can be corrected. No bishops, apostles, pastors, evangelists. Everybody can be corrected. Nobody's perfect. But don't get ornery. Hear me well. Don't get ornery because of a title, because God can take that from you and you may not never get it back. Be humble at all times. Yes, stand firm. Nope, don't let nobody run over you, but don't be honored. Thank you, prophetess, for coming on and delivering that word. I'm honored to have you on and for this connection. People of God, if you want to connect with Prophetess Chanel, let me know. Inbox me on War I Got Some Connection or on my page, Kashima Douglas, and I will connect you. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's all about glorifying God and getting the word out about
Amen.
Him. That's what it's about, delivering his word, not our word. We're just his vessel. And one thing I love about her, she's going to do the will of God. So if you want to connect with her, please let me know. It's not a problem. The Overcomer Scripture states is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I know everybody wants to pray the sinner's prayer. I get it. But sometimes you have to meet people where they are. Everybody don't want the Bible thrown at them. They just want to talk like we're talking to you. Hold a conversation. You speaking in tongues, cool. Everybody don't understand it. Then we're back off of that. But just have a conversation with someone. You don't know what that might do for them. Would you like to say something, Prophetess Chanel?
Say it again, Apostle.
I said, would you like to say something else?
I just want to say thank you, everyone, for coming on. I thank God for you, Apostle. I thank God for my Apostle, amen, Apostle Carmen Haywood from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I thank God, amen, for this opportunity and this open door, amen.
Amen. Amen. And remember, if you want to, anybody want to connect with the woman of God, let me know. Message me on World Gospel Connection on Facebook or on my personal page, Kashima Douglas. I will connect you. It's not a problem. Hold on, probably you have a caller that want to say something. Hold on, let me connect them. Hold on. Good morning. Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Good morning,
yes,
Apostle.
Ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning, Prophetess. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name
good
is
morning.
Teresa, and I just want to just say, circle back and say thank you for bringing the word of God. Thank you for being obedient. It was just such a powerful and wonderful and delightful word to my spirit, and I know that it is definitely speaking life to those that are listening. And I just personally wanted to say that I agree. There are no it's just not by you just woke up and just say, you know what, let me click onto this line. No, it is ordained by God if you are on here and you are listening to get the word from the woman of God this morning, for the women of God. So I just want to say thank you, and my heart and spirit and mind is just so joyful and grateful that there are still true Christians, true called by the Lord Christians that are doing the right thing, the thing which is preaching, teaching, and living the word of the living God, the God with the capital G. So I just really wanted to just circle back and say thank you. God bless you, and may he continue to watch over you, keep his hedge of protection around both of you, and just, you know, just take you higher and higher in what he has already predestined for you. And then I also ask God to guide your thought process. I also ask God, when you get up in the morning and you invite him into your day, because, see, the Lord is a gentleman. A lot of people just wake up, they just rise and fall, but he wants to be invited. He wants to be invited. And anybody that wants to be invited, especially the God, invite him into your day. Let the words come out of your mouth, because a lot of times we come asking instead of coming to God giving. And I know we can't outgive God, but God loves what he deserves, which is praise and honor. So thank you for bringing that word. God bless both of you. Be well. Continue to be fruitful. And just thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Amen. Thank you for that. You see, I tell people all the time, it's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's all about glorifying God. Somebody needs to hear what we're saying. Somebody needs to hear your testimony to let them know it's just a test. Period. Prophet Chanel.
Amen. Can I say something to the lady who was just speaking?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. As you were speaking, woman of God, I hear the Lord say, I'm giving you more boldness in this hour, in this season of your life. Amen. A lot of people got to hear, amen, what's on the inside of you. Excuse me, woman of God. Amen. They got to hear, amen, what's on the inside of you. Amen. Glory be to God. And then not just that, but God has called you, amen, to be an intercessor. Amen. God, amen, I see women around you, amen, glory be to God, and God is going to give you, amen, things, amen, to give unto them, amen, things, amen, you went up to, things that you went, amen, went going through, amen, excuse me, as a child up to now, glory be to God. But God said, I have not forgot about you in this season, glory be to God. As you begin, amen, continue to open your mouth, amen, things is going to be released unto you, glory be to God. And God said, I have not forgot about you. He said, I called you unto the deep, even in my tabashande. God said, I called you into the deep, but God said, I'm taking you, amen, higher in him, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. God is getting ready to open doors unto you, woman of God. And as you begin to speak, amen, I see fire, amen, coming out of your belly. I see fire, amen, it's been released unto you. So I want to tell you, and I prophesy to you, woman of God, walk into your greater, amen. I prophesy to you in the next 24 hours, something is getting ready to be released unto your hands. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. I receive that word, prophetess. Thank you so much. I don't want to interrupt, Apostle. Were you going to say something? Because I just want
to confirm. I'm just speechless. Go ahead.
I just want to confirm and reconfirm and confirm and confirm what the prophetess just said, because that is so true, and there's no way she could have known that the Lord God had already given that to me. And when you speak about the deep, I'm calling you to the deep. The Lord just said, you know, you may be submerged into the deep, but you shall not drown. You shall breathe as a baby breathes in its mother's womb. So when you said that, I say hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you write about the fire. You know, Lord, I thank you for your woman of God. I thank you for giving that to her, Lord God, because what you don't know, I own a podcast called Vital Signs with Lisa Williams. And truly, what is on the inside of me is what I give to people, because that is what the Lord God himself spoke to me when he created Vital Signs. It didn't have to be all tied up and politically correct with a pretty little pink bow. Give what's in the inside of you. Going through stage 4 cancer, the doctor said that it's terminal. The Father God told me, stop saying that it's terminal. You just keep calling it what it is, because when I come through, When I say I mean
Jesus.
Him, when he come through,
yes.
they going to know that they know that Lisa Williams is healed, shall be healed.
Come
and
on.
It don't have nothing to do with
come
anybody
on.
But the Lord God himself. So I encourage you, prophetess, and I thank you for the word of God and being obedient, because I know he don't sin or have anybody approach me. And I mean that. He just does not have anybody to ever give me his word. Not like that. So, Lord, I thank you for that woman, Lord God. I thank you, and I receive your word, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
She was just speaking. Amen. The Lord said, write the books. Amen. Glory be to God. There's books.
Oh.
I'm trying to get out of here, but I feel his presence. Amen. There's a book.
Mm.
There's books, amen, on the inside of you that you should write. Amen. These books, amen, that you're going to write, amen, to let, amen, not the enemy, but let the people know how you made it over. Can I just go a little deeper? Amen. People, amen, had left you dead. Amen. In the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. But God said, this is the hour and this is the season that I'm getting ready to show your enemy what I have placed on the inside of you, and you shall walk, amen, in the apostolic anointing, amen, glory be to God, and that's healing and deliver you, amen, that's healing and deliver is in your hand, and whatever you touch, woman of God, I don't know, then the next time, amen, you're going to preach, the next time, amen, you're going to lay hands, but God said, I am take you deeper, amen, in the realm of the spirit, glory be to God, and I come to tell the enemy, amen, that he missed again. He missed again. Glory be to God. Because you are getting ready to walk in your greater season. You're getting ready to prophesy, woman of God, like you never prophesied before. God said, there's some things that I am getting ready to show you in the realm of the spirit. There's some things I'm getting ready to show you what I have called you, because you are getting ready. You are getting ready to take over the city. God is calling you unto your next Mataba.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Well, prophetess, you will receive a copy of Pimp, Praising in My Pain, that will be coming out this year within
my
the next couple of months. So you will receive a signed copy when it come out, because there's no way you could know that and all the other books that I've already written that are coming out this year. So hallelujah and glory to your name, Jesus. And I thank you, God, for the woman of God putting that out into the atmosphere, because Apostle Kashima, Chief Apostle Pastor Douglas, you know, they've been with me from the beginning. And the Lord spoke from the beginning to the beginning to the beginning to the beginning to the beginning, because there is no end in God. So thank you, and God bless you and your family.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Before you go, Prophet Shana, I just want to say this. That's how I know the Lord did this, when I message you. See, it is not about me when women of God come on this broadcast. Nothing about Kashima, nothing about Apostle Kashima, nothing about me. It's all about God. And you just prophesied into my sister's life. You didn't know that. That's my sister. And everything was right on point. From the time you opened your mouth concerning her, everything was on point.
Jesus.
Yep. I mean, down to the tip of the arrow that the enemy tries to, shoot at us. And the Lord God said, oh, no, I'm going to hold the standard up. No, not that one. Not that one. Not, enough is enough. Yeah, so I can't even explain or express the joy of the Lord that I am feeling. Because, see, it's always it's always a group of people that you know, or it's always a group of people that you are affiliated with, or they have heard from you yourself, but you don't know anything about me. And I'm saying that because a lot of people have forgotten and threw away that they don't believe in the prophesying anymore. You know, this world is so twisted, and the enemy has just taken it and made a mockery of it. And some people have joined in with it. So when you called up the leaders, thank you for saying that, because that's who must be in position. you know, mm-hmm. and when you're called, you must be in position. So when you said that, that was just another confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. And I'm not talking about no ooty-tooty-wooty confirmation. I'm talking about the fire from the throne of God himself. So if you are listening up under the sound of my voice or any voice, every voice that is on this podcast on today, seek him while he may be found. So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, all glory and honor to you. All glory and honor to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
God.
To God. You're welcome. To God be the glory. I do want to say this, amen, to amen, the apostle, amen, the overseer of this call, amen, God. I want to leave you with this, amen, that God, amen, is getting ready, amen, take this broadcast, amen, to another level. God is getting ready, amen, to do something great in you, amen, apostle, you and your husband, amen. This is just a beginning. This is just a beginning, amen. You're getting ready, amen, to walk in your best season. Amen. You're getting ready. God help me today. Amen. You're getting ready. Amen. To walk in your best season. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the hour and this is the season that God is getting ready to make your name great. Matabashande. God is getting ready. Amen. To make your name great in this hour, in this season. And glory be to God. And what God is getting ready to release, amen, unto you. Glory be to God. I come to tell you, amen, access is granted unto you. Access is granted unto you, woman of God. So be encouraged because God is getting ready to take this broadcast to another level. God is getting ready to give you a team. Amen. God is getting ready, amen, to send you, amen, connect, amen, with leader. Amen. Don't mind, amen, pushing the minutes. Don't mind praying you through. Glory be to God. But God said, I'm going to send people, amen, don't mind, amen, praying, amen. Glory be to God. God is getting ready to make your name great. And I come to tell you, woman of God, walk in the best season. You're getting ready to shine. Amen. God is getting ready to release some keys unto you. So walk into your greater, woman of God. Hallelujah. Access just hit your hand. Address, mind that about Sunday. Increase just hit your address. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to show you. Glory be to God what he's placed on the inside of you. So you walk, amen, into your greater. And remember, increase just hit your hand.
Yes, God, I receive that in the name of Jesus. Confirmation. I tell people all the time, is you have to be connected to the source. If you're not connected to the source, check your plug. Check what you're plugged up to. You have to be connected with the source. It might not look bad. You might be going through, but once you're connected to the right plug that's connected to the source, it'll be greater. Again, I bless you, woman of God. For you coming on, Father God, I ask you to give back with your daughter, give back to your people. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her tremendously, Father God, for doing your will. Bless her for letting her decrease and you increase in her, Father God. Bless everything that her hands touch. Let her continue to go out to the highways and the byways and compel your people to go. Bless her in every city that she's getting ready for Pat to go out to. Father God, we thank you for her life. We thank you for her connection. And we thank you for what you're going to do in her life in this season. 2024 is going to be mind-blowing for her, Father God. We thank you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling, and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I leave? How can I move? How can I be
without you. How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go, so stay with me. I'm broken before you, please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have.
Amen, amen. We're back. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead and speak. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. This is Yolanda Reed. I want to get on there so bad. Just got the phone call with my supervisor in the meeting. And I have one earpiece in my ear listening out. The other piece is to my supervisor. That word was awesome from beginning to the end. Oh, my God, got my soul on fire, encouraged. What a blessing. I'm grateful I got able to get through this to tell you God bless you, God keep you, strengthen you, whatever you need. I pray your needs will be met. I just please bless you over everything that God allows you to do and continue to be a blessing that you are today. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful that I was able to hear it. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. Amen. As you were just speaking, I heard the word say shift. God is shift concerning you. And because of your obedience, amen, coming on the line, amen, glory be to God, amen, I see, amen, that God, amen, getting ready to give you a raise, amen, on your job, amen, because of your obedience, because of you yield yourself, amen, to come on the call, amen, to this radio broadcast, amen, glory be to God, everything, God, help me this morning. Everything that had been held up, God said, I am getting ready to release Shata Monday. God is getting ready to release that very thing that the enemy, amen, have you down. Glory be to God. But God said, I'm shifting everything concerning you in the realm of the spirit. God said, I'm even connecting you with some new people. And I hear the Lord say, kingdom assignment, kingdom connection. Huh? Because where you are getting ready to go, woman of God, everybody can go with you. Huh? And God said, there's some people that you're going to cut off. Huh? There's some folks that you got to cut off in this hour. Huh? Glory be to God. Because God said he's getting ready to take you, huh, for a ride. Glory be to God. Huh? And I see you even in your room. I see you in the kitchen, huh, cleaning up. And God is giving you songs and melody, huh, that you sing unto him. Huh? And I can see you in the shower, huh, singing, brother, for the Lord. Huh? And the song that he's given me, he said, Lord, give me you. Huh? Everything else can wait. Huh? If I got to get Jesus in this hour, huh, whatever it takes, I just got to get him. Huh? If I got to crawl, huh, minded about Shande, huh, to just to get to Jesus. Huh? If I got to sing, huh, to get God attention. Huh? You know how to give God attention. Huh? But God said, everything concerning you, he's shifting it. By the realm of the spirit. So I come to tell you, woman of God, that it's by my accident that you came on this line, but it was divine appointment by God. And everything that you touch, and I prophesy to you in the next 48 hours, huh, that whatever you touch, it might that about Shandi, huh, it will come to pass. Huh? And I see in the realm of the spirit, there's some money, huh, there's some paper, huh, that's been held up against you. Huh? He said, I am getting ready to release the paperwork. Back into your hand, Apostle. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. You're so accurate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm, to God be the glory. Start cutting off people. Mm. A relative of mine attacked me verbally, deleted and blocked. I said, Jesus, all I want is you. Oh, I said I feel a shift coming. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
And can
I
amen. The witch, amen.
Thank you,
the
God.
Witch, amen. God ain't called a witch to live, amen. Huh? The witch has been dead by fire even now. Huh? See, the Bible said, do not touch my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Huh? Glory be to God. Amen. I want to encourage you, woman of God. Huh? Use your weapon in the realm of the spirit. Huh? Use what God has given you in this hour, in this season. Huh? You can't be afraid of the face. Huh? But God said, don't second guess me. Huh? You said, God, is this really you speaking? Huh? God, you really want me to say this? Huh? I come to tell you, woman of God, you is a prophet, huh, that God has called you to be. Huh? And I prophesy every low place. Huh? I prophesy everything that want to let you go. Huh? But I prophesy, glory be to God, that you will speak and say what God has given you to say, because you is a prophet as God has called you to be. Don't second guess me.
Thank you.
Walk in the anointing. Walk in what God is giving you. Embrace the anointing.
Thank you.
And I speak, amen, prophesy that the prophetic, amen, every gift that have been playing dormant in your life will activate even now. I prophesy to you now that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I prophesy to you even now that you should live the bed, you should ride the bed. And I prophesy to you now, woman of God, as you sleep tonight, amen, glory be to God, that God will give you dreams and vision about your next place in him.
Thank you.
And I blow even that on this phone line. Receive your new anointing. Hallelujah. And that is the word of the Lord unto you, woman of God. You go in peace and hold on what God has given you in this season, because the enemy cannot kill what God had anointed to live. Oh, Shia, the enemy cannot kill what God had anointed to live.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bless it to your hand, Apostle. Glory be
to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 For those that would like to bless Prophet Chanel, I put her Cash App on the. I'm just mind blown right now. I put her Cash App on the site. I'm Chanel Akins 1. If you want to bless the woman of God for coming, just in general. Again, I thank you for doing what God called you to do. I'm just overflowed and just at awe how you came on here and did just said the Lord. Also, before we go, I want to leave you with three keys. First, get you a Bible ready. King James, the NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home, wherever you go. Online or go in. You're definitely welcome if you're here in the Houston area to join Chief Apostle and myself at 6705 8th Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. You're not in this by yourself. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical in this season. People say things, but are they walking and preaching the same thing? Hear me well. Get your Bible. Find your church home and make sure the man or woman of God is preaching and walking the same thing. Yes, I'm still doing Bless All, and it's absolutely free. If you need it, come to 6705 8th Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130, and I will have the Bless All for you. If you're out of state and say, Apostle, I need some, message me. It's not a problem. I will definitely mail it to you, because it's not about me. It's all about glorifying God and giving you that push that you need. See, I'm a midwife. I'm a pusher. And that's my job. And I know who I am now. But check this. God know who you are already when you form your mother's womb. Don't lose focus. Remember, we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift. Message me and let me know. And we got you. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. Hope you've encouraged on today. And talk to you Monday for Man Up Monday.
tempo. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
God, send your spirit, God.